So friends, let us begin today's discussion with our usual chant. Vande Vamsidharam Krishna Smayamanamukha पीताम्बरधरं नीलं माल्यचन्दनभूषितं राधाचित्तचकोरेन्दु प्रतिबोधितां भगवता नारायणेन स्वयं व्यासेन ग्रथितां पुराणमुनिना मध्ये महाभारतम् अद्वैतामृतवर्षिणीं भगवतीं अष्टादशाध्यायिनीं अम्ब त्वाम् अनुसन्दधामि भगवद्गीते भवद्वेषिणी. In the study of this great scripture, Bhagavad Gita, by the grace of God, after about 5 years, we have come to the last chapter, the 18th chapter, which is of immense importance as the summarization of the whole teachings, as well as giving certain important instructions or illumination on topics which were not covered earlier, and also creating this emphasis on certain points like surrender and doing one's work as worship, and also about this idea that how work properly done can become a step-by-step ladder for our spiritual illumination and ultimate freedom. So, as we saw in the last class that last Friday, that it is with Arjuna's question that the chapter begins, that well, wanting to know the secret between the difference between what is sannyasa and what is giving up the results of the actions. And we saw that there was a hidden agenda behind this question, because in spite of the illumination presented in the earlier chapters, Arjuna still had that idea that becoming a monk is better, so that one can escape all these trials and tribulations of the worldly life. I don't have to please my wife, I don't have to earn money, I don't have to take my children to school and to their games and all that. I do not have to do any such thing. Look at these monks, and they have no worries, no work needs to be done, no obligations in society. They don't have to worry about anything. They get their food for free. And so it is so nice that if I become a monk, all that idea of do the works and then do them without attachment and surrender the fruits of that to God, why take all this trouble? Just be a monk and escape all this. Sounds very good on the face of it, but it is a wrong idea, as Krishna has earlier also explained, that becoming a monk doesn't first of all make you escape all the actions. You have to do the actions, and the results of the actions are to be surrendered. Also, becoming a monk is not constitutionally suitable for everyone. So, just to escape the work, somebody if wants to become a monk, it will not work. I have mentioned this many times, that many in our order come to become monks with this idea that, wow, it would be so nice that I will not have to seek a job, the job market is so low, it would be nice that I become monk and everything will be taken care of, I will have my food and my living quarters, and I don't have to worry about a thing in the world, no work is necessary, I will just sit meditating, thinking about God all the time, and well, I will get liberated, how nice it will be. But that is, they soon realize after coming in that it is not so simple. There is far more work that you have to do than what otherwise you might have been doing. And so most of them, within a few months, they say goodbye, and that's about it. Because it is not really that simple as it appears from a distance. That and to keep the mind on God is again not an easy thing to do. From a distance it appears, well, once I get that into this monastery, that beautiful atmosphere around, and I will just immerse myself in God. But all the turbulation really is not outside, it is all inside. What are you going to do about it? You may be placed on the top of the most beautiful mountain in Himalayas, and nice surrounding, and no people to talk with, all very peaceful and quiet, but you are carrying your turbulent and disturbed mind with you. It will keep on talking to you to no end, and therefore it is not so simple that just you change the place and become illumined by that. Changing the place doesn't serve much purpose in life, because wherever you go, you carry all your baggage with you. Means the inside baggage, I mean. And then that is the real bondage, real problem. And so, one has to proceed in a constitutionally suitable way. And so, to Arjuna's question, Lord described right in the beginning that, well, don't think of giving up the actions. He said, Nishchayam, the fourth verse of this last chapter, nishchayam shrunume tatra tyage bharata sattama. That it is tyago hi purusha vyagra trividha samprakirtitah. That this giving up of actions is also of three types. Listen to my studied opinion on it. And by now Arjuna has understood that he is speaking to God. It is the advice of God, not an ordinary human being. The place where there is no ignorance, the advice is coming from that source. And therefore its efficacy, its power, and the knowledge that it brings is just infallible. So he is now convinced of that after speaking to Krishna in this vein for now last 17 chapters, asking various questions, and we also saw how Arjuna's questions evolved over the time. His first question was just most ordinary, mundane type question that all of us have, that what we want, just remove all my troubles, all my suffering. This world is full of suffering. Do you need any proof for that? Everybody knows that this world is full of suffering, but we do not register it. Buddha registered it, and that is why what he told got called noble truth. Noble is in that sense that it registered with him. Not that we don't see it. We see, but yet we don't see. That is why Jesus said, let those who have eyes, let them see. And we have eyes, but they don't see. They see only the wrong, changing things. They see the wave, not the ocean. And therefore, it is very important that we understand that the teachers are telling, this Krishna is telling the ultimate truth. Arjuna's questions, therefore, afterwards gradually attain more and more spiritual tone, the inner realities. That is what became then the most important thing for him. He understood that spiritual illumination is the goal, is the highest thing that one has to realize in life. So, this discourse has now come to the last chapter, he is now aware that yes, when Lord is telling nishchayam shunume tatra, listen to my studied ultimate advice, my ultimate opinion on this, my decided opinion on this. What is it? That the giving up is of three types, according to the constitution called Sattvika, Rajasika, Tamasika. In the 17th chapter we had a lot of study on this idea, that what is Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. And I don't want to bore you repeating all that, but let us therefore understand that what are these three types of giving up. So he begins first that give up the idea of you see not doing work. You have to do it. The fifth verse therefore said that yajna dana tapak karma na tyajyam karyam eva tat yajno danam tapasyaiva pavanani manishinam. Work in the form of sacrifice, gift and austerity should not be relinquished, but should indeed be performed. For sacrifice, gift and austerity are sanctifying to the wise. So this sanctifying influence gets to us through these actions, and therefore these actions are never to be given up. If you give these actions up, then you lose the basic tool that you have to purify yourself. At least you can keep yourself pure at the basic level by doing these actions. That yajna, that idea of sacrificing, and idea of giving, and idea of control, the austerity. And these three really are the hallmark of a human life. Just becoming, being like a human being, you need these activities to be assiduously followed. And you see all the various cultures, whether they call themselves religious or not religious, you will find that these ideas, they have been greatly emphasized. The idea of sacrifice for a great cause, that is always held in high respect. Also, giving gifts. Give to people, don't hold but give. And the other thing is practicing control. Your passions, otherwise, if they are allowed to run amok, they will destroy your life, they will also destroy the society, and so we need to practice control in all these matters. And that is an important thing that we need to learn. So, it is therefore, it needs to be understood and practiced. And then, the next verse is really now one step forward. Many times this question is asked, that are there the baby steps told? Because the ideal of this karma yoga or yoga of action is very high. And can we practice these ideas then step by step? Is there a process of gradual evolution in this? Yes, friends. There is the gradual evolution. All of us will have to follow a graded course according to our constitution, our capabilities, and so forth. The way we move forward depends on that. For example, here as well, somebody can run at a great speed. He is a champion sprinter, so can run at a very high, good speed. Not that everybody will be able to catch up with that person, but then that doesn't mean I will not be running at all. That Usain Bolt, well, yes, he is a champion sprinter, so he is running fast. He will be running at the, he will bolt away at Usain Bolt speed. Yogatmananda will run at Yogatmananda speed, stopping every 2 minutes and so, moving forward. But then, moving forward, going ahead is important. It is, if you are stuck, if you are, going backwards, then you are not likely to, you will not be doing justice to your being a human person wanting to evolve spiritually. You have to be, if you want to evolve spiritually, yes, you can. According to your capacity, all will not have the same capacity. That is understood. So, what step you can take? First thing is remove the idea that I will run away from work. No. So that is the first step. Let us imprint it on our minds. We have to do work, as it has been told in the second chapter itself. This is all summarization, in a way, a repeated emphasis on the ideas that I discussed earlier, that don't get attached to not working. Mate sangostu akarmani. And that don't get, people get attached to not doing anything. So don't do that. You have to do work. That don't try to shun work, because work is the vehicle. Don't shun work. So do work, that is the important thing. Don't be a lazy, lousy person. That is not certainly a way to become spiritually illumined. So do your work. That is the first thing. Now, next step, even when you are doing these works, which works are necessary to be done? They are told that yajna, dana, karma, sacrifice is to be done, gifts are to be given, and austerities are to be performed. These works are necessary to be done. These are most important necessary works. You have to do them. Now, further higher step. After you understand this, go to the next step. That is the sixth verse. Etanyapitu karmani sangam tyaktva phalani cha kartavyani time partha nishchitam matamuttamam. But even these activities should be performed, giving up attachment and fruit. This is my decided and best view. This is where Shankaracharya explains that what Lord started telling in the this fourth verse gets concluded, that in the fourth verse he started telling that listen to my decided opinion, and now he said that that is my best opinion, my best view on this matter, that those works you should not be giving up, you have to do those works, and also if you do these, sangam tyaktva phalani cha, do these works, but now remove the side effects. Like the doctor will tell that, well, you have to take this medication. There is no alternative. You have to take medication. If you are sick, yes, you need to take that medication. So take it. There is no way saying that, well, I will not take it. But now you are taking that medication, but now there are some side effects that the medicine may have. Yes, we understand that. So there is something that I am telling to remove those side effects. What is it? That sangam tyaktva phalani cha, that you have to do these works without getting caught in them. The science of it has been described, and further it will be described. But important thing is, don't get caught in the work. We go to do the work, but the work catches us, and then it becomes difficult to extricate ourselves. So do the work, very important, but then let that work not bind you. Keep yourselves free. This is a matter, friends, of practice. Not that if I start doing today, I will be perfected in it in an hour or so. Maybe somebody, but otherwise we will have to keep on practicing this ideal. Gradually we will see the progress coming in our life. As we progress, as we practice, we progress. Like as we drive towards destination, the distance between us and the destination starts reducing. So here also, as we practice it, the ideal comes more and more in our life. So Sangam Tyaktva and Phalani Cha, give up the attachment as well as the results. Don't lay claim on them. The bondage ensues because we lay claim on it, that this is what I did and this is what I therefore must get. And that binds us. Whatever is due will come to us automatically. That is the result. But we have lot of ideas that this is all I have done and this all belongs to me. And then we claim it, and what we claim becomes our bondage. And that is the problem. What comes to us automatically is not a bondage as such, because you have not been seeking it. When you seek it, when you claim it, then it is your bondage. So, therefore, if we want to steer clear of the bondage, we must see that we do not seek these results. The results mean, result doesn't mean the what you were doing the work for. One gets this misunderstanding pretty often, as I had given the example earlier as well. Since it happened in my personal life, I remember it very strongly, that I was washing clothes, and not in the washing machine, you see, that by hands I was washing. The clothes were pretty dirty, and then even after I washed them, I didn't wash them well, so they didn't look very clean. And one Swami, he was looking at that and then said, you seem to be, you were doing karma yoga. It seems that you were washing the clothes but didn't pay attention that they are becoming clean. You have to wash to make them clean. So that result you must seek. Only do not seek the fame, that that appreciation from others. Oh, he has washed the clothes very nicely, and how nicely this person does the work. I don't seek that. But if you say that I will not seek the result, that I will wash, but whether I will not care whether those clothes become clean or not, that is not what is meant by giving up the result. Giving up the result means just that appreciation or the personal gain out of it, don't claim that. But you have to do work with all attention, all involvement. Put whole mind and soul into it. At many places I have been asked this question, that see, I am an accountant. And if I do not pay attention to all the work that I am doing, there will be so many mistakes. And if I do not involve myself, there will be mistakes. But if I involve myself, then there is the danger that I will get attached and I will get caught. If you say I should not involve myself in it, friends, that is not the idea. You should involve yourself fully, but keep the power, keep that part in you to get out completely. When the work is done, come out. It is like this. Suppose you enter a restaurant to eat something, and after your eating is done, if you see that you cannot get out, what will be the case? You know, it will be very bad. You want to go there to eat, and as soon as the eating is done, you want to come out. So when you go to eat, you go there fully. Not that you will put only your finger inside. You will go fully, sit at the table, order what you want, and eat nicely. And then after that, well, you pay and leave, finish. If you are now not able to leave, then that is not right, that is not restaurant, then it was a trap to catch you. So our works should not become the traps, that we should get into them, do them fully, correctly, nicely, but should not get trapped into them. So that is what is the next step. We get trapped into work, and therefore for all of us this becomes a big problem, karma bandha, the bondage of work, very severe bondage. Goes from not only in this life but continues from birth to birth. You accumulate the results in this birth, and then that becomes the cause of your next birth, and again that makes you work in the next birth, and again you have accumulated lot of it, so again you get born, so it becomes a big bondage. So therefore it is told that if you do it properly in this manner with the right attitude, then these actions will become a great vehicle for you to become free. The actions are a very potent means to get liberated, provided they are done with right awareness. If not, then they become a big bondage. So the actions and awareness both need to be properly combined. Otherwise, giving up can be of various wrong types too, which is described now from the 7th verse onwards, that these three types are described. First, the two wrong types are described, that how people give up. Niyatasya tu sanyasah karmano nopapadyate mohatasya parityagah tamasah parikirtitah. But the renunciation of obligatory work is not proper. Abandonment of such work from religion is declared to be tamasika. That out of delusion, that this is because of these works I am getting bound. I am caught in this family life, and my wife and my children or my other all relatives and all the duties associated with it, they are creating bondage for me, and if I run away I will become free. That is the delusion. And so if you run away from those duties, that is called the renunciation done out of delusion. You are not becoming free thereby, but you are getting caught further. At least you had a vehicle to work and work for your freedom through that, but now you are giving up that. So therefore remember that this kind of giving up, and we get many times this idea, especially when the work is very tedious, very disturbing, and many types of problems start arising due to that, you feel, let me give it up. There are so many problems in this work. This work is the cause of bondage, and thus let me run away from it. That is the giving up of the work that you are supposed to do, and that is the delusion. It is never give that kind of work up out of this idea, this awareness that I have these problems coming due to work, and let me go ahead and give that up and run away from that. That is tamasa, means It is the worst type of giving up, which will not be of any use. In fact, it will be detrimental to your life. So don't give it up like that. The reason for telling this is that many people from time to time get this temptation. I have experienced it, you know, so many times. That is why I am telling it, that this idea does come. Not when the work is going on smoothly. When the work is not going on smoothly, you see that it is creating bondage. It is making you tied up in so many things. And so if you just run away from that, it will be so good that even after becoming a monk, coming here, and then many of us get this thought that, well, here also I have to do so much work. Where do I get time for my spiritual practice? I want to immerse myself in meditation. And here I have to do so much of work, constantly I have to work. Let me go away from here and go to some mountain top and there merge myself in meditation. These works are terrible. So I started arguing with authorities, well, let me go and I will, because there is no chance of spiritual progress here. I came here for spiritual progress and there are so many works here. Where is the time for meditation? Why should I do all these works? Had I to do all these works, I would have become a householder. What is the reason that I am being put into so much work? Now, those more experienced people would tell, well, that is not the case. Even if you go somewhere, the same problems will be there. And if you do these works, you will get connected to God. But when the mind is in that mode of tamas, it doesn't want to listen to any sane advice. It wants, because that is the sign of delusion, that you won't listen to any right advice at that time, and you feel by running away all these problems will be gone. And people try it, and I tried it too. Go somewhere else. No, it doesn't help your progress as such. You understand there that just by going away, things do not become better. It is, you may feel that you have, now you don't want to do any work. You go to some place, then you there start building a little cottage for your staying, working, you know, you start working basically, start building a cottage, and then after you build it, you think that it will be more beautiful if I start planting some trees and beautiful flowers around. Now that what happens, you have to then keep on watering them, taking care of them. Then you think that, well, if these nice birds, if they come there, how nice it will look. It will become so sublimely spiritual. And then those you keep those things for the birds. And then you start talking to the birds. Because there are no other human beings available. But you have the inner tendency to keep on talking. It is not easy to stop talking. Then you therefore pick up the conversation with birds. So that is how then soon you realize that all the trouble was not in that place. that place was really very helpful to release you from this, but you thought by running away it will be it will bring you great advantage. That is delusion. It is if you are in a car now, if it is you are not going in the right direction, then the solution is to go to turn the car and go in the right direction, not to jump out of the car. If you jump out of the car, then what? Then you have given up the vehicle by which you could have gone in the right direction. So work is that vehicle, don't give it up. That is very helpful to us. So this is a very important lesson, that if you give it up out of this delusion that this work is creating bondage for me and by giving it up I will become free. No. Then he says there is another type of giving up of work which is also not right. Dukkhamityeva yat karma kaya klesha bhayatyajet sakritva rajasam tyagam naiva tyaga phalam labhet. If from fear of bodily trouble one relinquishes action because it is irksome, thus performing a rajasika relinquishment, one certainly does not obtain the fruit of relinquishment. You avoid the work because it means problem, I have to get up early and then I like to sleep long, so no, I don't want to do that work. Or it is very laborious and I don't want, it is human tendency, you know, to avoid difficult things. So you feel it is very difficult and so you want to make it to go some easy way. What happens thereby is very strange. By avoiding that, you avoid a big opportunity. The difficult, apparently difficult thing is really an opportunity to make you evolve more. But you do not see that opportunity, you see only the bodily trouble that it involves. And so you want to run away from there, you give it up. No, no, that work is too much, and so you give it up. That is also, you do not thereby get the result of renunciation or giving up. You are not really giving up the attachment, you are giving up only the work from outside by because of the fear of troubles. So that is not going to bring the results of giving up. Then the real proper type of renunciation is described, the sattvika tyaga. How a sattvika person gives up the work. It has been told earlier also, but now it is told with in comparison with the two other and also with more emphasis, that why it should be performed in this manner. Here there is no actual giving up of the work. Ninth verse, karyam ityeva yat karma niyatam kriyate arjuna sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva satyagah sattviko matah. When obligatory work is performed, O Arjuna, only because it ought to be done, giving up attachment for it and its fruit, that relinquishment is regarded as sattvika. So here a work is not taken up because of you like it, because you feel that this work will bring you more money or more fame or more pleasure. karyameva. This is my obligation. This is my duty. This is at this stage of life. This is what is prescribed for me. I must do it. And this being my duty, I am doing it. So, not a work that you take it up because you love it. Or you feel that this work you can do very nicely, people will appreciate that. It is not from that angle. You do it because it needs to be done. So you do that work as your duty. But what do you renounce then? What was earlier told, sangam tyaktva phalam chaiva, give up the attachment to it. You are told to do it, do it. If you are told not to do it, don't do it. The attachment comes in ways, you know, very. I had explained that how I had to suffer because of it. First you don't feel it, that you are getting trapped. I was given some work and I was doing it very nicely. And slowly I attained expertise in it. I thought I am doing it so well. Now, my superior saw that I am getting entangled in it. I am getting attached to it. So, one fine morning, it didn't seem to be very fine to me then, when I was told, you hand over that work to other Swami, you will be given another work. And I thought that, I have been putting my heart and soul into it and I have been doing it so well and now I am being thrown out of it. What is this? It doesn't sound just. And moreover, a new person will come and will spoil the whole thing. All work will be spoiled. See how much pain I have taken, how much work has been put into it. And now, if in the middle of this thing, if I am shunted out from there, all will be spoiled. And I put this thought to my superiors there, that you see, I have been putting so much of efforts in it and I do it so well. Do you think others will be able to do so well? We have that idea about ourselves, I do my work so well. Who are others? They can, but not as good as I can do. So, I said that. They said, well, why you are worried about it? After all, you have not come here to do all these works. You have come here to realize God, to realize your true self. So, what is there? We will take care of it. It is not your job to worry about these things. Why you buy another worry? Just give it up. That's it. And okay then, willingly I gave it up and then was not happy at all about it. Just grinding my teeth that what is this and so forth, and was more or less certain that all this efforts that I have put in, now they will all that will come to stand still and will be destroyed. But after some time, I could see that the work is happening better. It is, in fact, it is nothing is going wrong. The work is happening as good as I was doing. In fact, a bit better, and that made me realize that I shouldn't have got caught into it. I was getting caught in that work. I was thinking that the work depends on me. I was not taking up the work as a path to progress, but I was doing it out of attachment and was getting caught in it. So, therefore, see, this is so tough, friends. that and so we have to be very cautious that we let us do work, that is for sure, don't run away from the work, but try to do it with this detachment. Give up attachment and give up the fruits thereof. Like when you say buy some nice thing to eat, then it may come in a box and inside there will be another wrapper. What do? You don't start biting the box. You remove the box and then the other wrapper that is covering it, give them up, and then enjoy the delicacy that you want to eat. Similarly, do the work. Renounce this attachment, that is the outer box. Give it up. Trash it. And give up the desire for results, in the sense the personal gain or the appreciation, the promotion and so forth, you know. That yes, I am doing so much of nice work, and then history will record my contribution and so forth, you know. It is people will miss me. Nobody misses you. It is we have that idea that well, people will miss. In fact, if you penetratively look, in most cases, at least in my cases, they want that this fellow should go away quickly, and thus because it is not that we are doing anything great. We pat on our back that we are doing great work and the world requires me. The world doesn't require us. The world is going on well without us. Even when we were not here, it was going on, and it will continue as long as God keeps it going on. It is not that I and you are making it run. So therefore, let us not think that I am such a great person that I am making this work go on, this world go on. No. So give up that attachment, and then the next verse tells that the attitude of this sattvika person, that what is the meaning when that person does the work that comes to him or her, and the taking up that work as a matter of worship, that will be described in the next verse, the 10th verse, and we shall try to study it next Friday. The time is up for now. Any questions pertaining to today's discussion? So good, no questions. Shows that I have explained things very well, isn't it?
Less work.
Less work, yeah. So, let us conclude with the closing prayers. As you know, tomorrow we are having the day-long spiritual retreat. Tomorrow is the birthday also of one of the direct disciples of Sri Ramakrishna, Swami Yogananda's name. And then day after tomorrow, there is the special Easter service. After the Easter service, there will be a music concert. So you are requested to join all or as many of these programs as you can. गीतासु गीता कर्तव्या किमन्यत् शास्त्र विस्तरैः या स्वयं पद्मनाभस्य मुखपद्माद् विनिसृता एकं शास्त्रं देवकी पुत्रगीतम् एको देवो देवकी पुत्र एव एको मन्त्रः तस्य नामानि यानि कर्माप्येकं तस्य देवस्य सेवा श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु। Thank you.